Gilway says he understands the state's largest property insurer suffers from a damaged reputation. But he says since he came on board, he's been turning things around.
You haven't heard any stories about dancing on tables or raucous behavior in public for the last 24 months. You just haven't. Why? Because it hasn't existed. There has been a huge change in the underlying culture at Citizens, and we have an unbelievably committed team.
Gilway says when the state hired him to run Citizens Property Insurance, the governor and cabinet asked him to reduce the risk Floridians shoulder for the company. Every Floridian who holds any kind of insurance policy faces the possibility of paying assessments if a hurricane hits the state and Citizens Property Insurance needs more money to cover the claims its homeowners file. Gilway says he's reducing the number of policies Citizens Property Insurance holds and transferring risk into the global marketplace through reinsurance, a kind of backup insurance for the company. But he says doing that sometimes requires an overseas trip.
This may sound a little old school, but you know, I've been in the business for 44 years, and 35 of those years I've been traveling to London and Bermuda for these kinds of negotiations. I know firsthand that face-to-face discussions with the individuals making the decision, both the investors and the reinsurers, is absolutely essential.
Gilway says Citizens Property Insurance spent $48,000 to send a team, including the board's chairman, Chris Gardner, on overseas trips. But Gilway says the cost was worth it, since it saved the state millions. Meanwhile, Governor Rick Scott says he doesn't deny Gilway has worked hard, but he says Gilway needs to work more carefully.
You're doing a good job. This is not an issue of whether Citizens overall is, you've been, as CEO, you've been doing a good job. It's an issue of people say, look, I'd like my property insurance to be as low as possible. This is a state-organized entity. How, you know, just like everybody, all of us, every dime of travel, we get questioned. And you're in the same position, you know. And look, it's when, especially when you have international travel, people question it. And because of the past, it's easy to question Citizens, right?
Gilway says the company employs strict policies for all travel expenditures and always strives to keep costs as low as possible. He says nobody is bringing their golf clubs on the trips, and everybody rides coach. Scott had previously pushed Gilway to cut all international travel for board members. He called Gilway before the cabinet after reports about board chairman Gardner staying at a resort during one of the trips with a nightly fee above the state's standard approved amount. Gilway said Gardner has paid the difference out of his own pocket. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Regan McCarthy in Tallahassee.